You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Good morning, theater lover, and happy August. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History for the week of August 3rd through August 9th. Martin Vale's melodrama The Two Mrs. Carrolls opens August 3, 1943, at the Booth. Elizabeth Bergner stars as a woman who finds out her husband is attempting to murder her. During the run, Bergner befriends a fan who waits for her nightly at the stage door, but turns out to be lying in an attempt to advance her own career. When Bergner tells her experience to Mary Orr, fiancé of the play's director Reginald Denham, Orr uses it as the basis for her short story The Wisdom of Eve, which is later adapted into the classic movie, All About Eve. In 1978, Sammy Davis Jr. makes his final Broadway appearance, playing Little Chap in a revival of the Leslie Bricius, Anthony Newley musical, Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. On August 4th, 1985, Charles Dickens' unfinished novel becomes The Mystery of Edwin Drood, a musical by Rupert Holmes at the Delacorte Theatre in Central Park. The play within a play adaptation is performed by a cast including Betty Buckley, Judy Kuhn, and Donna Murphy, who play members of a troupe that is performing the show. The production transfers to Broadway's Imperial Theater later in the season and runs for 608 performances, eventually changing its title to simply Drood. In 1988, Denzel Washington makes his Broadway debut in the comedy Checkmates with Ruby Dee, Marcia Jackson, and Paul Winfield at the 46th Street Theater. Harlem Song, George C. Wolfe's history of New York City's world-famous African-American neighborhood as told through its music and dance, opens at the Apollo Theater in Harlem in 2002. The Public Theater's Shakespeare in the Park production of King Lear, starring John Lithgow in the title role, opens August 5, 2014 at the Delacorte Theater. Directed by Daniel Sullivan, the cast also includes Annette Bening as Goneril, Jessica Collins as Cordelia, Jessica Hecht as Regan, and Stephen Boyer as The Fool. On August 6, 1947, Variety announces that John Garfield will star in the premiere production of a new Tennessee Williams play, A Streetcar Named Desire. As history will have it, contractual demands rule him out, and he's replaced by a little-known newcomer, Marlon Brando. In 2015, Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda's acclaimed musical that fuses the contemporary and classic worlds to tell the story of America's founding father, Alexander Hamilton, opens on Broadway at the Richard Rogers Theater. It goes on to win 11 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, and the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. On August 7, 1984, David Rabe's Hurley Burley opens on Broadway at the Ethel Barrymore. Mike Nichols directs a star-studded cast that includes Harvey Keitel, William Hurt, Ron Silver, Jerry Stiller, Cynthia Nixon, Sigourney Weaver, and Judith Ivey. It's terrific! On August 8, 1975, Liza Minnelli comes to the rescue of Chicago. With only 6 days to learn the role of Roxy Hart, the Academy Award-winning stage and film star agrees to fill in for an ailing Gwen Verdon. In 2002, Edie Falco and Stanley Tucci open on Broadway in Frankie and Johnny and the Clair de Lune at the Belasco. This marks the Broadway debut for Terrence McNally's romance, which played off-Broadway's Manhattan Theater Club in 1987. Zachary Levi goes on his first date with Krista Rodriguez when the musical opens on Broadway at the Longacre in 2013. The show is about a tightly wound guy who is set up with a serial dating cool girl. Seawall, A Life, opens at Broadway's Hudson Theater in 2019, with Tom Sturridge and Jake Gyllenhaal reprising their performances from the hit off-Broadway run at The Public. Julie Andrews makes her directing debut August 9th, 2003, at Long Island's Bay Street Theater with a revival of The Boyfriend, the musical with which she made her Broadway debut in 1954. A revival of Into the Woods, Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine's Tony Award-winning musical that intertwines classic fairy tales, opens in 2012 at the Delacorte Theater in Central Park. The Shakespeare in the Park production stars Donna Murphy as the witch, Dennis O'Hare as the baker, Amy Adams as the baker's wife, and Jesse Mueller as Cinderella. The New York premiere of Be More Chill opens off-Broadway at the Pershing Square Signature Center in 2018. Will Roland stars in the show about an awkward high schooler who succumbs to the influence of the Squip, a pill-shaped supercomputer purported to make its user more chill. The production sells out its limited engagement and transfers to Broadway the following year. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.